Hey, what's up guys? Welcome back to another video. This video is going to be a one-stop shop for keeping yourself warm in 2022 in the winter. Whether you're in your home, in your vehicle, outside, camping off-grid, etc., I'm going to leave you links, how-to videos, and I'm going to show you every method you could possibly need to know to keep yourself warm with zero heat and zero electricity. I'm going to even show you how to use solar to run the heating system in your home. Seriously. This is going to be an important video, and I'm going to try to make it as concise as humanly possible. But first, I got to do a drawing for a video giveaway I promised 2 videos ago. We have 2 winners, and the drawing is right here, right now. And in the last video, how to make power with no sunlight and no power, I promised that I was going to give away not 1, but 2 VSSL Survival Adventure Systems. And if you don't happen to be 1 of the 2 lucky winners, I'll leave a link so you can get your own. These are very cool little setups, and they're about $100 a piece. And I think they're worth it for what they are, you know what I mean? And they fit in a lot of cool little places, out of the way, etc., etc. A subscriber was nice enough to transcribe all 230-something people that entered to win. And when I do this drawing, there'll be 2 separate drawings, 2 separate winners. So let's do this. Shall we? Here we go. Okay, here's the list, numbered, and everybody's name is on it. Look at all those names. Let's scroll through these so you can see them all and see where you're at. I don't know who number 89 is. It is what it is, whatever. I didn't make this list again. Several subscribers tried to make this for me, but Joey got it done fast, so I pulled the videos down. So there you go, 232 people all together. Let's go over to randomnumber.org. Okay, we got 232 people. I didn't hit the record button, so let's run it through just to clear it. 63, 66, 88, and 16, okay. Now, 232, stand by, let me double check that. Yes, it's 232. I have the memory of a field mouse. Okay, 1 through 232, bam, number 167. Let's see who that is. 167 is Bills. All right, listen. Email me. You got 24 hours because I'm getting out of here, so I won't be around. rjcjr10@yahoo.com, and you need to prove to me that you're Bill so that nobody can just hit me up and say I won. You know what I mean? Because it's happened before, and I gave 5 ounces to silver to somebody that didn't win. So I had to give 5 ounces to silver to somebody twice. Okay, here we go. 1 through 232. 170. All right. 170 is the Church Radical. Okay, Bills and the Church Radical, you guys have each won a Vessels Adventure Kit. I call it a little survival kit because that is what it is. So there you go. You got 24 hours to hit me up and claim your prize. If you don't, I'll do it again. And that's just how we're going to roll it. Now. So let's start with your house. You're going to try to ride out no power, no heat in your house, as most people will. Well, If you're even watching this video, chances are you've already looked into this, but the number one thing to do is to winterize your house. Without power, you'll have limited options for heating your house. That's obvious. And that's why you should winterize your home for winter before the cold hits. Now, the winter is here, so I'm going to leave links so you can read through this for yourself. This is basic stuff right here. Weather stripping, insulate your attic, walls, energy efficient door, how to prevent pipes from freezing. This is the usual stuff that the mainstream gives you. Stock up on food and water. Difference between a blackout and a brownout. Set aside warm clothing. Gather flashlights, radios, and other necessities. And know what to unplug if the power goes out. Desktop, laptop, television, gaming system, microwaves, appliance with advanced technologies, and get a portable generator. Well, then there you go. Well, let's go a little deeper than that, shall we? You're going to want to do this. Number one is to layer your clothing. When there is no power to heat your home, your body can quickly feel the outdoor temperatures and struggle to stay warm. Layering clothing is one of the easiest ways to ensure your body maintains its temperature when you do not have power. From your head to your toes, layering your clothing can give your body the extra heat you need. Don't forget about your hands, your feet, your head when layering your body, as those areas are where your body can lose the most heat. You may feel silly doing so, but wearing hats and gloves, even when you're indoors, can really help your body remain warm. That's pretty obvious, but number one. Number two is to close the curtains at night. As the sun goes down, so does the temperature. This helps keep the heat that you do have in the house where you need it. That's pretty obvious. Use blankets to block excess air, cold air from entering your home. Fasten the blankets to the corner of the windows to act as a curtain. In the morning, draw back your curtains and take the blankets down to let the sunlight in your home if there is sunlight. Number three is pretty straightforward and obvious, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Light up your fireplaces and candles, but be careful where you place your candles. I've already seen two fires in the very small 1,500 population town that I live in this week. Wintertime means house fires. Don't burn your house down just because you have no heat. You see what I mean? If your house has a fireplace, stock up on firewood at the beginning of the season and don't forget to store it in a dry place. That way, if you lose power, you'll have enough dry firewood ready to both heat and light your home. Along with fireplaces, candles are another great way to provide some extra heat by placing them in rooms throughout your home. But be careful where you place them and place them in something where if they tip over, they can't burn down your house. Just saying. Number four is pretty easy, pretty straightforward. Drink warm liquids. Warm liquids means you have gas and you can use your stove. If you don't have a gas stove, you're going to want to have a small propane-fueled hiking stove. I'll show those later on in the video. Number five is very straightforward and obvious. Break out the blankets. I don't even know why that's a tip, but it is. Number six, I mentioned last year, easy exercise. Physical activity is a great way to get your heart rate up and, importantly, get your body warm. In the event your home loses power, you can use exercise to heat things up for a time. Now remember, the human body gives off 25,000 BTUs per adult. Your average heating system gives off between 100,000 and 150,000 BTUs, which is equivalent to having 4 to 6 adults in one small 12 by 12, 15 by 15 room. If you've got no heat, try to centralize everybody in one room where they're sleeping, spending their time, etc., so everyone's body heat can help keep the room temperature up. Your call, but it works. Do some cooking. For those that have a gas oven, baking and cooking can be a great way to restore heat. These are pretty obvious, but I will leave links below if you want to read through this completely. This video is going to be long enough as it is, so I'm going to try to keep it fairly short, you know, reading all these because I'll leave links below. 8. Nighttime preparation. At night, a cold house without power can feel even colder. For those who may be preparing to go to sleep, helping to promote the warmth that keeps things from getting too frigid will make falling asleep much easier. In addition, several layers, possibly some socks, things you probably already know. Now here is where, with no power, we try to get your heat back on. My buddy Renee from Off Grid Trek did a video on running his heating system in his house off a solar generator. So check this out, and I'm going to show you a video that's going to show you how to make your heating system easily, simply plug in to a solar generator. So you're going to want to see this.
Hey guys, Rennie here with Off Grid Trek. I've had a lot of customers asking me, especially now that we're into winter, can you run your furnace off of a solar generator? Well, yes, you can. So I'm going to go over it. I'm actually running our furnace right now off of the EcoFlow Delta Max, and I'm going to go over some specifications with you, the temperatures we were at. I ran it the other day. We actually ran for a full 15 hours. And I'll give you the temperature setting in the house, the temperature when we woke up, and at the end of the day, just to kind of give you some ideas. And keep in mind, we're in Canada, so we're not even in the cold winter months for us, but this will give you some ideas. So all we've done is, and make sure if you're going to do this, have a qualified electrician do it. What we have here is a standard male 110 plugin. There's a little bit of electronics that had to be done, or some wiring that had to be done inside the furnace. But just plain and simple, there's your plug going into the EcoFlow Delta Max. And what you would do is if there's a grid down situation, or basically, let's say you wanted to run this anyways, just as a test like we're doing now, you'd want to turn off your breaker for the furnace. And that's what we've done. So, give you an idea. First, the furnace that we have running, right now it's running at its highest setting. So we have a Carrier Infinity 96. It's a 10-year-old furnace, runs beautifully. What the 96 means is that it's a high efficient furnace, and right from their website, that means 96.7% efficiency rating.
So I'll leave the links below so you can watch Renee's full video, but what he's telling you is that you can wire your furnace so that you can simply take a plug and plug it straight into a solar generator. And I'm also going to leave you a link to a video by a video called Rick's DIY, and he's an electrician and HVAC guy like I am. And he's going to show you how to wire your furnace so you can simply plug it right in like Renee is showing you. And that's totally beautiful. That works out really, really well. Now, if you don't have a solar generator, if you remember in the video that I did on how to make power when there's no sun, I show you how to do that. You can just use batteries and a solar blanket. Now, this is how you do it. You take a 12-volt battery, you hook up to the KTOR box or any of the generators, you take the red and the black leads that they come with, you hook it up to the positive and negative on the battery, and then you take a cable from the positive and the negative and you run it to an inverter. Now you have the battery storing any electricity you're creating with the KTOR, and it's providing constant, steady power to the inverter. And voila. Viola, you've got electricity. Now, if you don't have a solar generator hand crank like I'm showing in this video, this entire setup can work with a solar panel and a solar panel charger going to the battery, filling the battery with electricity and powering this, which would power your furnace. So that is one rock solid way to take care of it if you're going to try to ride it out in your home with no heat and no power. Now here's more information from the Survival Mom website, and we gotta all promote each other when our information is solid, and her information is pretty darn solid. It says right here, the Texas freeze of 2021 was a wake-up call to her household, and she prepared accordingly. So, obviously, wear appropriate clothing. But here's the good one. Using low-tech equipment, set up a tent in a room that connects with a bathroom and spend time and sleep inside the tent. No tent, drape blankets over a table for a similar effect. And what that does is BTUs from every adult in the same room. It keeps the room warm, and you're connected to a bathroom already. Keep your hands and feet warmers inside pockets, gloves, and shoes. I'll go over those in a little while. Make a buddy burner for light and a small amount of heat. And this is a buddy burner and how to make it. Again, links to everything will be in the description box below. Make an alcohol stove from an Altoids tin to keep your hands warm. Again, links will be below. This is all stuff I've gone over the years. This is all stuff that absolutely works. this is just easier for me to show you than make a video on every single solitary thing myself. Links will be below. Make an apple box stove to cook food. This is a really good one. I've never done this, but I've seen it used and it actually works. Again, links will be below. Rocket stove. How to make one of those. I've covered that over the years. Those without a doubt work. Wonder oven. This woman's got a lot of information on this website. And again, links will be below. She talks about altering your environment. Hang heavy blankets over windows and exterior doors. I already talked about that. Spend most of the day and the night inside the warmest room, closed off from the rest of the house. No power, no electricity. You're going to want to abandon, not just walk away forever, but you're going to want to spend the majority of your time with the majority of your family in a small majority or minority of the house, because everybody gives off 25,000 British thermal units, and that equates to heat. Other ways to stay warm, cuddle up with your cats and dogs. If you have babies and toddlers, keep them warm with your body heat by carrying them a sling or a baby carrier. Do a workout to a YouTube video, but I mean if you have no power. Do a workout, stay busy, but don't get yourself so sweaty that once you're done working out, now you're all sweaty and then you get really cold. You see what I'm saying? But that's another way. And then there's obviously things like these. Little Buddy or Mr. Heater propane heaters. These are some of the best heaters you can use because I've used these. You can use these in small places. You can get large ones. 125,000 BTUs, 18,000 in a building. Out of stock, I'm shocked. But these guys have all sorts of them and they give off a very minimal amount of carbon monoxide because I've used them in a tent and it didn't give off any. Many of us are very, very fond of these little guys or these little guys, but honestly, notice how they're all out of stock. It's part of what's happening or what's going to happen. They're making sure that everything that you would need is almost impossible to get. It's very predictable, but here it comes. So hopefully most of you guys already got these while you still could. But here's the deal. Propane is not infinite, it's finite. And propane prices already started going up last year and it's gonna get ugly. I installed one of these in a greenhouse for one of my subscribers out in Arizona not too long ago at all. And I highly recommend them because they work incredibly well if you can get them. But again, I like to think that most of you guys watching right now have already made preparations like this. But if not, here's some other alternatives for staying warm. Now, this one's from a YouTube channel called Getting Along Alone, and I'll leave a link to his channel and the full video below. But what he's showing you right now, you can easily replace with an empty metal coffee can or some other can of that type to get the same effect. But here, check this out.
Hi, guys. I wanted to share a tip with you in this video. And these are just kinds of things that I like to share in a video to show you guys the type of things that you should have on hand. This here is just one of these IKEA, I believe that's what it is, IKEA utensil container that holds different things like spatulas and whisks and stuff like that. But because it's got all these vent holes in it like a colander, these make an excellent heater. You can also turn these into a wood-burning stove for cooking. And what I have here is just a tempered glass pot lid. Now, this isn't going to shatter because these are made to withstand high heat. So you want to have a lid that goes on top. And then here, what I've got is beeswax long burn candles. These are survival candles. Everybody should have beeswax candles. These are much better than just your standard house candles. And what you want to do is open up the pack. And when I order these online, I get three in a box. And I'll show you what they look like. And these are solid, pure beeswax. Okay, I've already burned one. And what you want to do is you want to set these in the...
So you get the gist of it. It makes a really, really great little heating system that will heat up a small 10 by 10, 12 by 12 room. And beeswax made by that company UCO. I carry those in my truck and I have for 10 years easy. They work really well. If you don't have this particular utensil container, you can use a coffee can or any type of metal can to get the same effect. It works really well. And if you're clever enough, you can reclaim the beeswax. So there you go. I will leave links to this young fella's channel because he's got lots of decent videos like this. Once again, it's called Getting Along Alone, and I'll leave links below. Okay, here's another method, and it's brought to you by a YouTube channel called Nika, and I'll leave links below. But it's this little heating system right here that uses 2 4-inch elbows or 90 degree turns that you can get at Home Depot, 2 clay pots, and vegetable shortening or Crisco. And I've shown you this before, but watch it again.
Perfect for emergency situations like what happened in Dallas. So we're going to use these jars. These minced garlic came in them, but you can use baby food jars. We're going to use these candles for wicks. These heating ducts to increase the heat. Terracotta pots. And instead of candle wax, this burns a lot more efficient. This can will burn for a 3-pound can 36 days, 8 hours per day.
36 days on 3 pounds of Crisco. How amazing is that? Now, again, this video, so you can watch this young lady show you how to put this entire thing together, will be linked in the description box below. It's another method of heating. If you don't have propane, if you don't have a wood stove, if you don't have a gas stove, and you don't have a solar generator, there's always ways the humans can survive. We did a lot more with a lot less, not even 100 years ago. And 100 years ain't all that far when you think that I'm 54 now. You see what I'm saying? At any rate, there are so many YouTubers that have covered this exact topic, and I'm going to put them all in one place. This is a YouTuber called Timothy Rector. It's a small channel, but he's showing you a very advanced model and a very efficient model of making a tea light candle holder. And again, I'll leave links for him below. So now let's get on to the people that might be trying to stay warm outside where there's no power ever. I've got some tips for you as well. Okay, this is going to be a long section because we're going to draw from 4 separate articles and videos. This is from the Fieldcraft Guide, and I think I've covered some of these things before. 11 simple hacks for staying warm in the field. And I do this straight up. I wear wool socks year round. Only use wool socks. Now, here's another tip. You can get silk liners. They're very thin, or women's pantyhose. And I know that sounds super gay, but it is what it is. Underneath your wool socks, and it'll keep you much warmer. I've got silk liners, but I never think it to wear them. When I was complaining in a video the other day that I was wearing wool socks and my toes were still cold, a female subscriber hit me up and said, "Women's pantyhose. Cut them off at the knee, wear them under your wool socks, and you will pretty much be good to go." And again, these 11 hacks are from Fieldcraft Guide. Number 2, wear a great pair of insulated boots. And they're also selling things on here, but that's not wrong. These are great boots. These are Belleville C795 waterproof insulated boots. I wear Gore-Tex shoes because wet feet are cold feet, straight up. Get a great pair of insulated boots. Layer your clothing. That goes without saying. It's pretty easy to... If you can wear a Gore-Tex shell and then merino wool underneath and then Under Armour underneath, you're pretty much good to go. It's exactly what I've done for years. I do it when it's 10 degrees out and I'm riding my mountain bike, seriously. And my biggest concern is keeping my hands warm. And that's basically what they're talking about right here, is dressing in layers, because you can strip down as you get warmer And then when you get colder, you can put them back on, obviously. But I'll leave links to this. Keep your head and face covered. That goes all the time. Keeping your face covered, not with a stupid piece of paper, with an actual balaclava or some other type of mask that keeps the wind off of your skin. And a good merino wool cap. I say merino wool or any type of wool because it dries quickly. That's what you want. Get a good set of gloves for intermittent cold and mittens for extreme cold, because mittens keep your hands very warm, and many of them offer the small pouch that lets you put those reusable Mr. Heater deals in there. If you use MREs and you don't use the heater, keep it. This is a little trick that works for a little while, but not long. In Korea, during gunnery at rod range, it came in handy. Once you use your MRE chemical heater to heat your food, put it in the clear beverage bag and stick it in your pocket. It will work the same as those commercial hand warmers for just about an hour. Just keep it enclosed in a pocket and the heat will dissipate super fast. Warm your feet in your battle buddy's armpits. That's disgusting, but it's a thing that is done. So if your battle buddy happens to be your wife or your dog, warm your feet. Wear your overboots if you have them. Warm your sleeping bag with a belly bottle, which means hot water and an Nalgene, and use a foam sleeping pad. There you go. Acclimate. I do this all the time. If it's going to be hot and I'm going out west, I don't use my air conditioning. If it's going to be cold and I'm going up north, I don't use my heater for as long as I can stand while I'm driving because I want to acclimate. And don't drink. Drinking does not help anybody. It may make you so you don't realize you're cold, but you'll get freezing cold. And you don't want that. Also, this is a video that I did December 18th, 2019. It's very strange about the timing, but there's a lot of info right here, how to survive outside in the winter. I covered a lot of things, and I covered a lot of things from personal experience because I spend a lot of time outside in the winter. Links will be below for this as well. Now, I'm going to show this because it's got some good information, but it's really ironic because it's from WikiHow, and it's under real estate and then / homelessness. How to stay warm on cold winter nights if you are homeless. This is in the real estate section. I find that really odd, but whatever. Let's use their information for what it is. Number one, dressing yourself for cold. Look, they even make him look homeless, like out of sorts, doesn't know what's going on. Maybe he's on drugs. I've been homeless. It sucks. It is what it is. Moving on. Dress in layers. I just covered that in the last one. Dressing in layers. Winter coat. The best way to do this is work on collecting your layers year-round. Whenever you find a warm winter coat someone else has thrown away, hold on to it. It'll come in handy during the winter and can be used as a pillow or to lay on other times of the year. Think about using a plastic bag over you if you don't have a waterproof layer. If you get wet, you get cold. I just said that, right? But I find this very strange. It's in the real estate section. Homelessness. Whatever. Insulation techniques. You can insulate yourself with multiple layers, but if you're still cold, try newspapers. By crumpling up and stuffing it between layers of clothing, you can create insulating pockets of air that will help keep you warm. I will link this below. Don't forget your feet. They're going to say the same thing. Collecting supplies. Stockpile blankets and sleeping bags. Look for a tent if you know you're going to stay outside. Sometimes people throw tents away with only minor holes or rips. This is crazy. Look at him. He's all sad and disgruntled because he's homeless. Find a metallic survival blanket. These are often handed out at the end of a marathon or other long runs and then are quickly discarded. Collect plastic bags. You will need to keep your clothing and bedding dry. And these are solid tips, but it's just really odd, isn't it? Look for that mat that will protect you from the cold ground. Foam pieces are going to be the best. Air mattresses or pads will easily transmit the cold to your body. Keep getting your body warm by eating government cheese. Eat right before bed. Go to bed when you're warm. Keep moving. Don't let your sleeping materials get damp. Find shelter. Well, then you wouldn't be homeless. At any rate, I'll leave this right here. It's kind of funny. I don't know, but I had to put it in there because some of the information was relevant. This is going to have a lot of links in the description box below. Okay, this is from Primal Survivor. I've used this website before. Surviving in cold weather is a completely different beast, without a doubt, because freezing sucks and it will incapacitate you. Fingers don't move, limbs don't move, you get depressed. Wintertime, there's more dark than there is light, and that's depressing on its own. Build yourself a winter survival shelter, like a snow pit. Good information right here. Basic snow shelters. Now, I built one of these last year. I built it kind of extravagant, but it worked out. A Quincy, which is a igloo. Snow cave shelter. I mean, that's it. It's a snowbank that you can live in, and it really does work. I've used them. A tree well. This is why I'm using this. Understand layering systems. Base layer, mid layer, another shell. You want to wear something that dries quickly, like a t-shirt with merino wool over it, and then maybe some sort of a thin down jacket and Gore-Tex over it if you can. And it also applies to your hands and feet. So I'm basically going over the same information, just different perspectives. And like I said, I'll leave all this below. Okay, so finally, let's get on to the people that will be using a vehicle, a van, a box truck, or whatever, and how they can keep warm in that. Believe it or not, in a vehicle, it's a lot easier to stay warm in the wintertime than it is outside. Okay, we're going to pull from four separate articles here, and I'll leave links below. I'm going to keep saying that because some people comment saying, where are the links? They're in the description box directly under the video. So we're going to pull from these four articles, and I'm also going to give you my personal experience for the last 7, 8, 9 years traveling the United States, even in the wet, in the cold parts of the year. My truck is a truck. It's not some van life thing with a heating system and all this other stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? So being stranded with no heat, shit hits the fan type scenario in a vehicle is better than being outside. So how to camp in your car in the winter. This is from Bluebird Backcountry. And they say, how cold is too cold to sleep in my car? That depends on your gear and your setup. You know what? Here we go. Fold down your back seats, that's pretty obvious, and add insulation like this. Cover up the windows with reflective insulation. This stuff is very easy to get on Amazon. Throw in a mattress if you can, or build bedding. Have at least a 15 degree below zero sleeping bag with a hood on it. And make sure when you go to sleep, you're in that bag, zipped up mummy style with that bat with the hood over your head. That way you're retaining as much heat as possible. Before bed, blast the car's heater so you can crawl into warm blankets. While you wait, we recommend eating a bedtime snack and brushing your teeth, maybe even fly. Yeah, whatever. Crack your windows. Cars can get stuffy. I don't know about that. Dream of fresh powder. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so that article wasn't all that great, but here's the deal. The tea candles in a cup, in a coffee can, work exponentially well. They work exceedingly well in a vehicle. Just don't fall asleep and kick the thing over. The Mr. Buddy heaters work exceedingly well in a vehicle. It warms the car up enough where you can actually fall asleep, tuck yourself into your sleeping bag, and you're good to go. This is from Barefoot Therapy. This is for tips for living in a van in the winter. Now, these guys have a heating system and hot water and all that stuff. I do not, but I agree. Cold temperatures and less daylight. So I'm going to leave this here. Many roads and campgrounds are closed for the winter. That is a fact. As a matter of fact, I got back from the 4 months on the road, and late October, early November, many roads and campgrounds were already closed. Winter driving can require special gear. It depends. I agree. I carry Max Trax all the time. I carry ways to get myself out of the snow if you're stuck, but that's kind of not what we're talking about here. We're talking about how to survive in a stranded car type deal, because if shit hits the fan, if you have no power, if you have nowhere to live, you're in a stranded car basically every night. So before you even leave, do these two things. If you're going to survive in a stranded car in the winter, do this first. Stay with the vehicle, either in it or very near it. Okay, they're talking about a one-night emergency. I'm talking about all the time. I never leave my truck. I never go any place without my truck. I can always see my truck because my truck is my life. I live out of it. Everything in my truck is mine, and I don't want anybody else taking it. I've had one time where my truck got robbed. Somebody stole my two gas tanks off the back, and it sucked. Dressed for the occasion. So everything I told you in the other things about living outside all transfer over to living in your vehicle. Do you see what I'm saying? Let's try this. Keep your car warm, retaining heat, which means insulate. Use the reflective insulators in your windows like these kids were showing. Where is it? Do all your windows with this, because not only does it keep sunlight out when it's too hot, but it keeps heat in when it's too cold. If you can have a mattress, if not, I carry 6 sleeping bags with me because I'm a fairly big dude and I don't stuff well into a little sleeping bag and I get a little claustrophobic. But I also wake up in the middle of the night freezing often. All the little heating systems that we showed you, the beeswax candles, the Mr. Buddies, they will work in these situations straight up. So I'll leave all these articles right here. You can get things like Reflectix to put in your windows. It's very, very cheap. It takes a while to get here, apparently, but it's good stuff and it will work. Once you have that, now that your car is well insulated, now you need to create some heat. Obviously, you can use your car's heater, but if you need some additional targeted heat, like in the back seat, you may need a portable heater. And that's what I was talking about. They make heat. Now, he's going to tell you to use an electric 12-volt heater. I'll tell you what. I've tried these even with 300 amp hours of lithium batteries, and they kill them. So, I don't agree. Mr. Buddy's propane heater doesn't give off any carbon monoxide. How do I know? Because I've used them 3-4 winters in a row, and I'm making this video right now. And I used them in a rooftop tent, which was very small, and I didn't leave the windows cracked. So that's that. Things like this, you're going to want some sort of a portable heater. I mean a portable stove to use to cook your food, to heat up water, and keep packing your car properly. Sleeping in a car is never really that comfortable unless you have a rooftop tent, but they have good sleeping bags. You can start with something like a Coleman Brazos, but you can get really good sleeping bags. That'll be the difference between getting some sleep or shivering all night long. How do I know that? Well, it is what it is. And finally, to keep your hands and feet warm are those little heater pads that you keep in your pocket and you snap them. Mr. Heater makes them. A lot of companies make them. But I've been testing these for the last few weeks. And Hot Snaps, no affiliation. Not only can you snap the little thing, make them come on, but you can reboil them and use them over and over again. But here's one right here. This little guy right here. Zippo makes them. A lot of companies make them. And these are electronic, and they charge by USB, which means you could charge them with a hand crank or a solar panel, and they will, without a doubt, keep your hands warm. And they're like 10,000 milliamps, so they're pretty serious. But the little ones, the emergency ones for your hands, your feet, the ones you see in all the stores, they don't work more than half the time. They suck. These Hot Snaps definitely work, and they're available on Amazon, I believe, or wherever else, but Amazon got them to me pretty quick. You snap the little disc, they turn from a liquid to a solid, and they get hot instantly. And you can reboil them and make them work over and over and over again. Sustainability, things you can use over again, is where it's at. That's just my opinion. At any rate, I really hope this video was helpful, because I think we're in for a really tough winter, guys. The president's warned us, if you heard him. I did. At any rate, this video's gone on more than long enough. All these links, all these resources will be available below the video. Right here. This is the description box directly below the video. So you come to the bottom of the video, you click show more, and all the links will be right there. And also, I have a huge list of gear. I don't care if you get it from me or not, really. I never actually push this stuff at all. But everything that I've used over the years is here one way or another. So I hope this helps you guys out. It should. I do this every year, and I do it for a reason. And this particular year is going to be a bad one. And the reason I say that is the president told us it was going to be. At any rate, if you enjoyed this video, hit that like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment, and I will try to return the favor. Congratulations to the two people that won. Hit me up, rjcjr10@yahoo.com. You got 24 hours, or it's going to somebody else. I am out.